Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Performance Path Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Porrick, and you're very welcome back to the show. So, folks, so obviously, you're either aware or you're not aware that I haven't been around for a while, and I haven't been, I suppose, getting too involved with the podcast. There hasn't been too many episodes recently. I haven't been over the top on the social medias or anything like that, purely because I have, a few different projects that I'm working on and have been working on for the last while, that will be kind of kicking in very, very soon. So I've taken a bit of a step back from the podcast, and I suppose, and I've said this in previous episodes as well, is that my energy levels and my interest levels kind of undulate quite regularly. So I wanted to just kind of give the, appropriate time and thought for the kind of correct direction for it, and what I wanted to get from it and what I wanted to give people. And try and provide something for people. So one of the ideas I suppose I came up with would be a thing called Path Notes. So I kind of decided that for the next little while, I'm not going to be doing any in-person interviews as such. I'm going to be doing them solo. And I'm basically going to use this as a small little framework for a short enough kind of an episode and short episodes in general for a little while, and talk a little bit about some kind of cool ideas, some cool things that I've learned across the space of like maybe days or weeks, and interesting kind of rabbit holes that I suppose will be sometimes be linked to coaching, but a lot of the time will be linked to just critical thinking and I suppose improving our knowledge base in general, and our capacity to try and link things up. So there's a couple of points that I'll make later on that, and a couple of the particular, I suppose, resources that I looked at, that would help quite a bit, I think, in just kind of making you, I suppose, look at things a little bit differently. So that's what I'm going to do. We'll see how we go. So I listened to the first one anyways. I listened to a podcast with a guy called Scott Galloway and Dr. David Yermak recently. And I've heard this kind of before, but basically talking a little bit about second order effects of things. So what that means is, and he mentioned, Scott Galloway mentioned at one stage, he's like, they were talking about NFTs, and he said, like, look, if, for example, if NFTs are the gold mine, who's selling the picks and the denim tents, as in reference to the gold rush? And I thought that was really, really interesting. So when, what it means is, I suppose, is that you're looking at second order effects. So we'd say something like the pandemic, that immediately expedited online trading, I suppose online coaching in general, complete changes to infrastructure and to the amount of potential retail or any of these kind of things, and who made the most money from it. So if you're making masks or whatever it is, there's certain second order and then third order effects from that. So when the pandemic kicked in, there was an absolute need for PPE and for masks, etc. So some companies immediately were able to switch over to that. But then after that, once things settled down, what's the next kind of piece on that? So what's the consequence of actually turning into that type of a business? So I just thought that would be an interesting one to keep an eye on for yourself. Just have a look and have a think about some of the situations that are kind of opening up back now. When we're actually opening back up, what will happen? Will it just fully reverse, or will there be a number of things that are staying kind of as is, or there will be another iteration of them, you know, a third or a fourth order effect. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a very, very big shift. It could be like a 5% shift in the, or 1% even shift, for the love of God, in a particular direction. It could be moving from selling something in person to online, then to, an automated type of a selling situation and a membership type site. Like, there's lots of things like that, but just keep an eye out for something like that. I just thought that was an interesting thing that he mentioned. He's like, look, if NFTs are the gold mine, who's selling the picks and denim tents? And it's just something to kind of have a look at yourself if you get a chance. So that was the first one. There's a guy called Pete Dupuy. He's the co-founder of Cressy Performance. He's the vice president and business director at a place called Cressy Performance, which is a fantastic gym in the States. And he put up he puts up lots of really good, interesting stuff on Instagram and on his blog. He's a really, really smart dude, but he's not a coach necessarily. He is a businessman first and foremost. But he put up something interesting recently. He put up a lot of stuff, but one particular one kind of resonated with me. He put up a post talking about this kind of thing, and he basically said some unspoken rules that are in his gym. And he said, for an intern, for example, a coaching intern, he wants them to warm up or master the warm up first before trying to do assessments. For pitchers, these are baseball pitchers, and this is one of their main athlete populations there. He likes them to break a sweat before they start to throw. And for any of the staff, he likes to recommend that they have consistent results before asking for testimonials. So with all three of those pieces, what you're looking at is going from a general to a specific type of requirement. So mastering a warm-up, for example, requires a good general knowledge so that you can pick from the toolbox, but then going into particular assessments means that you need to have somewhat of a specialist orientation towards the individual person or their problems or their goals. When it comes to pitchers, the same situation. You're looking at breaking a sweat and just getting the actual joints limber and the blood flowing and the joints nice and loose before you actually begin the actual act of throwing. So if you're not prepared for that, then you're going to potentially put yourself in harm's way. So again, very general situation towards specific. When it comes to staff and the consistent results before asking for testimonials, the best way to look at that is you just have to be able to get consistent results in the first place. And then depending on how you want to market your business or what you're asking the testimonials for, you're going to have to ask specific people. Somebody might have lost 1 pound. Somebody might have lost 200 pounds or 100 pounds. So both would be valid, but depending on what your goals are for the business or as a staff, then it's going to be dependent on how you're feeling with that. So he just recommends lay the foundation, then build a home. And I just think that's a really, really nice kind of way to look at it, as in when you look at any of these particular issues, you could have this little equation going. So you'll have interim, then warm-up mastery before assessments. So you have to have a look and see yourself what potential equations there is for your specific person or role, then whether it's going from general and then to specific. And there's lots of ways to kind of play it, but I just thought that was a kind of an interesting little, I suppose, mindset kind of adjustment to look at it in that kind of context, rather than just going, okay, well, they have to do this before this. It's like, no, just look at the particular situation, whatever that person is, like an intern, a pitcher, and a normal member of staff are quite different, but they all have their distinct requirements and roles and responsibilities. And from there, your goal is to try and really just find out, okay, what's the actual sequencing for this? And you don't really want to get the sequencing wrong. So this is where we're going to be short and sharp, and it's going to be fun to do this. So they're the two main areas. And now I'm going to leave you guys to look, and I want you to go down three rabbit holes. So the first one now you might be kind of okay with, and some of you might be aware of it, but it's a thing called the 10th man principle. So I want you to go down that rabbit hole. The second one is a bit of a different one. I want you to go down the rabbit hole of the Gordian knot, Gordion knot, Knot. So the Gordian knot. And see how that might apply to you or to any of your situations. And then this one is more in the context of the actual pandemic and aging in general. And I suppose mental shifts so that we can improve our confidence and lower our anxiety in general. And that's a thing called temporal distancing. So there's some rabbit holes to go down, folks, and I hope they help. Kind of give you some ideas and some thoughts of how you can apply it to your situation or to anybody you're trying to work with. So Folks, that's kind of the gig. I'm going to make it short and sharp, have a bit of fun with it. I'd love to hear anyone's thoughts on any of those five different elements that I talked about in the podcast and in the episode. So I hope you guys like these. I'm gonna have a bit of fun with these for a while. I think they're going to be short enough and sharp enough so that you can have a cup of tea and you can kind of take it on board and maybe take some notes, and then after that kind of dig in a bit harder. I think I will eventually get back towards the in-person interviews, etc. But for now, I'm looking forward to this. So, folks, as always, really, really appreciate you taking the time to have a listen to the episode. If you want to check out any of the previous interview episodes on the podcast, you can check us out on podbean.com, or I suppose on the main kind of home base now, which is www.theperformancepath.com/podcasts, which is my main website. So that's about the height of it, folks, for the moment. I'm going to leave you guys to it. If you like this episode, you can maybe consider throwing it around the different socials for yourselves if you get a chance, and sharing it on any of your preferred platforms, or even just give me a DM if you liked it or anything like that, and any particular part. But folks, for the moment, I'm going to leave you to it. Lots of love. Hope you have a nice evening, and I'll chat to you very soon. We'll be right back.